Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Happy November. Today is like, what, the 4th, and I'm excited about the end of the year now. I mean, festive season and all that. I'm not really into Christmas like that, but I mean, you know, time off and all that. I'm excited for it. Anyway, we're here with another album review. You know how we do right here. My name is MJ Omota, like I said, and if it's your first time joining us on the podcast today, welcome. There's like 160 other episodes that you need to catch up on, so get to doing that. If you are back again, welcome back. I'm excited to be in your presence yet again. And to support this podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJOmoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Support this podcast and keep us going. Anyway, TZ, we're back at it. So Rayvanny dropped an EP like last week. I meant to do it last week, but yeah, life. So we're doing it this week.
The latest African album review is...
So Rayvanny needs no introduction to the African album review, to the African music industry and TZ music as a whole. He's from Tanzania, and this is his third project that he's dropped in the space of about a year and a bit. Last year, he dropped his EP titled Roses. I think it's Roses. Ah, Flowers. No, it's Flowers. How did I even get Roses? Anyway. And then early this year, he dropped his album Sound from Africa, which did pretty well as well. And now he's got a new EP titled New Chewy. Interesting title, Holmes. Anyway, New Chewy was released on October 29, 2021. It was under Wasafi Limited and distributed by Warner Music South Africa. It has 6 tracks, 1 feature, and runs 19 minutes and 39 seconds in total. There are multiple producer placements that include Soundboy, Trone, Stukizi, and Wasafi's main man, Liza Classic. I'm not sure I was ready for what I heard on the song Come, which is track number 1 on YouTube. I mean that in a good way. It sounds really good and Stukizi snapped on the beat. No cap, the guy did his thing and Rayvanny came through with a nice style, man. I was really liking what he was giving us there. A very island-like vibe is what we get on track number 2, which is Rara, and it was your bouncy, head-nodding, foot-tapping type of song. This song was more to what I expect a Rayvanny song to be like. It's a love song of sorts where Rayvanny is singing, saying he's found the love of his life, like the final love, a true friend and a woman he falls in love with more and more each day. Beautiful stuff, I tell you. The same island vibe with some wonderful guitar riffs is found on Baila, which curiously shares a title with Wasafi's head honcho, Diamond Platinum's, his song from a couple of years back, I think 2019 maybe. The sound is a lot more salsa for me, so that was interesting. And basically with Swahili, and hear this, Latin on it. Latin. Latin is not a language I come across much in African music, but hey. Rayvanny is on another tangent altogether. Stay was the slowest song on New Chewy as an acoustic piece with some dope pipes from songstress Abby Chams, who's getting a lot of traction in the music industry. So watch out for Abby Chams. A very nice duet going on there. The two complement each other quite well vocally. So dope song. Things do pick up again on Party, and that's the last track on the EP, and it is probably the most familiar sounding of the 6 tracks. New Chewy presents a new sound for sure. I see Rayvanny leaning a whole lot to the West African side of things just from a delivery perspective. This is the lane you're finding more acts such as the Joe Boys, the Oxlades, the Fireboy DMLs, that type of artist. But he does it with that Eastern flavor on a TZ twist. is this a new sound that Ray Venny is going for completely, or is this the is this only for this EP as an experimental piece to gauge reception? He has never really shied away from trying new sounds here and there, if I'm being honest, so maybe it's not that much of a surprise, but I think he might stick to one or two styles here for upcoming work. But also, I don't believe that this will be a completely new sound for him in entirety. It just doesn't seem like this is gonna be the new Ray Venny. The title New Chewy. Chewy is leopard in Swahili. I totally used Google Translate for that, but whatevs. So Ray Venny is saying he is the leopard that can change its spots, and that's a big call. If so, he does show that he has the versatility in beat selection and sometimes delivery to do so, dabbling in a couple of different styles on New Chewy. The one constant from his last two projects and New Chewy is that the theme is mostly love and relationships. This feels like Ray Vanny's most comfortable place to be in the songwriting space, but I'd love to hear more dynamic subject matter, especially for someone with a voice as good as his. Time will tell. Overall, I'd say this EP is quite listenable from start to finish. I really, really like Come. The beat was fire, man, and Stickies yet again. Some of the vocal delivery on Baila was to my fancy as well, so that was dope. I'd say Ray Venny fans of old will gobble this EP up easy. And if you don't know TZ music, then this EP is a soft entry. It's great that Ray Venny dropped new music. I wasn't expecting it, especially after he dropped a 23-track album earlier this year in February. But this is the strategy in African music these days. You gotta drop music or people will forget about you. Out of sight, out of mind type situation. So yeah, do check out New Chewy by Ray Venny. It is available on most, if not all, streaming platforms. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.